Pod Culture, episode 427, TARDIS Interruptus, volume 41. This episode of Pod Culture, TARDIS Interruptus, is brought to you by Audible.com. Choose from over 100,000 titles and get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/podculture. Everyone, and welcome to Pod Culture TARDIS Interruptus. I'm Brad, and it looks like I'm kind of a flying solo in the console room today, but don't worry about it. I got a very special episode lined up. Christina, Adam, and myself sit down with our buddy Justin and hear about his adventure at the recent Wizard World Louisville convention with Matt Smith and Karen Gillan. So we get to hear about that. But first, I got something very special for you guys. It's a track from the album 13 by Vixie and Tony titled Companion.
Take me away. Wherever you go, that's where I'll be. Companion to the man who holds the key. Oh, you're arrogant and troublesome, impetuous and vain. Yet you love your fellow creatures with a joy you can't explain. There's loneliness in genius and a price to pay for power. But there's me by your side every secret of our story is the story's never done. When the wolf is at the door, I look in your eyes and I don't fear it anymore. So hold my hand and step on through and let me see the universe with you. Wherever you go, that's where I'll be. Companion to the man who holds the key. All the time in the world. All the time in the world. All the time.
I hate good wizards in fairy tales. They always turn out to be him.
There's nothing better as geeks than meeting our heroes, whether it be the greatest American ones.
Oh my god! Nobody will ever see that picture.
Being given a special mission by the Doctor.
Yes.
Or meeting the other Doctor.
Oh boy.
So we have a little review of Wizard World Louisville by our guest
Scoop.
Justin.
Yay! About a month ago or so now, maybe a little more now, Wizard World Louisville, the inaugural Wizard World Louisville came around. And I've been to several wizard shows in the past, mainly in Chicago. And a few years ago, I had a real bad experience at Wizard World. So I vowed to myself that I wouldn't go to one again.
Didn't you talk about that on the show?
I believe so. It was the one where they had Rod Blagojevich as a special guest for all 3 days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one.
And his hair.
Yes. So that kind of soured me, and I was like, no. They're getting away from, what's important and, the main reason for the show, so I'm not going to go to one again. And then a few months ago, I'm sitting at work and I get this email from what looks like Wizard. you know, because every once in a while they'll send me emails with, you know, just announcements and stuff. And so I casually open it up and I see Matt Smith's face, my doctor. If you listen to TARDIS Interruptus regularly, you'll know that Matt Smith, the 11th Doctor, is my favorite doctor. So I dropped my phone on the floor and picked it back up. And I was like, this, no, this can't be real. This is the first year that they're doing this. No, this can't be.
Not to Louisville.
Look, who's going to come here on purpose?
In his second convention appearance ever. I was like, no. So after doing a little few double checks, I was like, I need to tell Adam because like Adam said earlier, we work on the same floor. Mm-hmm. So I speed walk over to him and
you leaving floated, vapor don't trails. Lie. You floated.
Kind of. And like I go over to where his area sits and he's like, hey, dude, what's up? And I'm like, and he's like, what's wrong?
Use your words.
What's wrong?
Who died?
And I'm like, and I just thrust him my phone.
Who died?
And he kind of looked confused from it. And then this slow recognition just, it went from confusion to holy shit in about the span of 4 seconds. And so anyway, so after looking at the amount, the cost amount for it, I realized it wasn't feasible.
Oy, yeah.
For it. It was very expensive. Let's just say that. So I go home and I'm a little bit dejected and I'm trying to figure things out. And I get this call from a friend of mine, Casey, and she calls me up. She's like, so guess what? I went, what? She goes, I bought a picture with Matt Smith, and the photo allows for two of us. Aww. So you're my number two. You're my guest.
The plus one.
Yes. The plus one. Sounds better than number two.
Right.
You're my number two.
Yeah, that
you're
my number like two. Shit.
Yes, yeah, it does. So I instantly perked up. I was like, oh my God, thank you, you know. And so I'm, you know, I'm getting all excited and all that stuff. And then 24 hours later, almost to the exact minute, she calls me back. And she's like, well, I got some bad news. I said, okay, what's that? She goes, I had to sort of relinquish the photo. I had to give it back because it was a little bit too much money. I said, okay, you know, that's fine.
She reeled you in for good.
And she goes, but the good news is that my husband let me buy a VIP experience pass. And I went, okay. And she goes, and we get, there's two meet and greets. There's two signatures. There's a picture. There's guaranteed seats at his Q&A. And you're invited to all this. And I dropped my phone for the second time in like a couple weeks. Thank God for the OtterBox.
Yes. Yeah.
And I said, well, thank you. But I mean, you don't have to do this. She's like, listen, you got me into Who, which got my kids into Who, and it's one of their favorite things ever. So this being your doctor, we've already met your companion, Captain Jack.
Aww.
So it's time to meet your doctor, and this is a big thank you. And I said,
okay.
Thank you. So it being a wizard show, I was kind of worried. I was still going to go either way, but I was kind of worried, you know, because I'd been kind of soured on it. Let me tell you something. The experience totally changed my mind about Wizard.
Aww.
It was amazingly professional. They are known for throwing big, huge events, big, huge conventions. This one was smaller than I've seen any other Wizard show be. Not necessarily that it was bad. It was more manageable.
Mm-hmm.
Where we had Fandom Fest last year, and it was huge and grandiose and run by a company that had no idea how to do it. That was too big. This was small, but everything was just right. They had signs everywhere. The floor was laid out perfectly. They had an information booth in the center of the floor.
Wow.
With big scrawling letters, information booth, arrow pointing down. So no matter where you were on the floor,
wow,
you could find it.
That's cool.
The ticket booths were in the main ticket area for, or where Fandom Fest had their main tickets.
Okay, so plenty of space.
Plenty of space, but it was better laid out.
Good.
Instead of that far, that back wall, they were along this side wall.
Oh, nice.
And no, like, no wait whatsoever.
Cool.
People in volunteer shirts literally every 15 feet.
Wow.
Knowing exactly where everything was. It was amazing.
Good.
So, Casey, if you're listening to this, she told me to bring my cane.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because, I mean, you know, like, I've been walking, walking without it for a while now, but...
That's epic.
But, yeah, but, like, being up on my feet all day, mm-hmm. I thought it might be nice. Let me tell you, it was the best idea anyone's ever had, ever. Because... Okay, so when she bought the VIP experience, she had a ticket for her and her son. Her son actually came along with us.
Aww.
To meet his doctor as well.
Aww.
And her son's like, I think, 7, 8,
that's
something
so
like that.
So great.
Anyway.
Little bow tie, little
the
fez.
The rest of his life
no,
is
they didn't do that.
Now.
Didn't do that, but... So we had two times, all right? She had her VIP experience time
mm-hmm.
at like 10:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was at 4 something, mm-hmm. okay? So we stand in line, we wait. Line's not too bad. So we get up front, and there's a little area off to the side where people can stand and wait. So they go in, get there, or, well, you know, like they're standing in line. I'm waiting off to the side. And this, I mean, this guy in a Wizard World shirt comes up and we start chatting and he notices the cane and he says, oh, you're one of our special needs guests. Mm-hmm. And I said, well,
technically,
yeah. But what does that entail? And he's like, well, we can get you to the front of any line you need. Just say that you're a special needs guest, and he handed me something.
See, when I emailed him about that, the guy acted like he had no idea what I was talking about.
Because mm-hmm.
I asked that same question. I'm like, do you have any sort of thing set up, you know, like, other conventions have a little thing you get on your ID saying that if you need to, you know, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Like the little thing that we get on
sticker.
Dragon.
He said, yes, we have wheelchair access. I'm like, no, that's not what I'm talking about. And I explained the situation.
Yeah.
He goes, yes, we have wheelchair access. Okay, that answers my question. You're not going to help me. Well, I'm glad to know they actually do have nice people to help.
They did.
Had
and
I
so
known that might have been another story.
Yeah.
So basically, because of this guy, I didn't have to wait in any lines. We didn't have to wait in any lines. We got to the front of every line immediately, including the autograph line, including the picture line when it was my turn to take a picture.
Aww.
So she gets her picture. The pictures come out within 30 minutes.
Oh, wow.
They were labeled. You got a number. They were labeled clearly.
Wow.
They gave away free picture protector. I don't know what
sleeves.
Else to call them.
Yeah,
sleeves, I guess.
Yeah.
Yes. Sleeves, thank you.
Wow.
They were giving them away for free.
Wow.
So it was
the way to do it.
The exact way to do it. It was seamless.
Adam's expressions over here are priceless.
Yes. Because Fandom Fest was a nightmare.
It was
doing the photo
seamless.
Stuff.
But you got your ass grabbed.
That is true.
Yes, that is true. So
which makes it all worth
totally
it.
So after that, we wander around for a bit, and like I said, everything was clearly labeled. Everything was smooth as silk.
That's wonderful.
And around 1 o'clock, it was time for the autographs.
Mm-hmm.
So we get up to the front of the line. We're walking past people, and I'm like apologizing to people. I'm going, I'm sorry.
I understand.
I'm sorry.
I do that too.
I'm sorry.
I do that
I'm sorry.
Too.
And they were like. They're like, it's no problem. It's no problem. You know, whatever. So we get up to the front of the line, practically to the front of the line, and he's right there. You know, there's all sorts of security and all that kind of stuff. And like, I brought a picture that a friend of mine, Adam, well, another Adam, drew for me several years ago, and I asked him if I could give this to Matt Smith.
Yeah.
Okay. So he was like, yes, please, you know, whatever. So So while he was signing something else for somebody else, he takes a look at this picture and stops and goes, "Oh my God!" In that very British way, he goes, "Did you do this?" I said, "Well, no. It was someone else." And he goes, "What's your name?" And I said, "Well, I think I said Justin, but who the hell knows?"
I don't care. Whatever.
My name is McFlona McFlurney.
How do you spell that exactly?
But like, he stopped and he looked at this and he's like, "This is incredible. Thank you very much. Did you want the sign?" I'm like, "No, this is yours.
Aw.
Just thank you for being here." And he's like, "Oh, well.
They paid me."
He's like, "Oh, well, it's a pleasure to be here. I can't do the voice." Yeah. But anyway, so after that, we walked around more, got some more stuff, and then it was time for the photo op. And once again, I get to the front of the line, apologizing all the way. I'm sorry.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that does that.
And so we stand in this line where there are other people, a family, a mother's in a wheelchair, didn't ask what, why, whatever. Mm-hmm. The child was there were a couple of children. One was dressed as Idris, who was crying. One was a 6-year-old Dalek in a homemade Dalek costume, which was adorable. And we're waiting for him, and we're getting instructions, please don't hug him, please don't kiss him, to which I said, "Damn." It's like, damn it. Got a couple of looks. I was like, "What?" What? I'm just saying what we're all thinking. So we waited for a few more minutes passed by, and we're told that he needed something to drink. And around that same time, we hear cheers from the audience outside. Cheers. Aww. And so we look outside, and he's tossing Jamie Dodgers into the crowd.
That's so great.
Left and right, like taking them out of a big giant bag and just heaving them.
Aww.
And then
apparently Nick got one.
Really?
Oh, really? Yeah, he got a Jamie Dodger.
That's awesome. I didn't even see Rick there. I saw Glenn there. I didn't see Rick.
No, he ate it.
Oh, okay. Oh wow.
Right. Nick said he saw you, but he was like across the room.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he saw you going up.
Yeah. Took a few minutes, and he comes back, and he enters in, Dr.
Swagger.
And, starts apologizing. "Oh, I'm so terribly sorry that I kept you waiting. I needed to get something to drink." We're like, "It's okay. It's fine. No problem. No worries." So,
drink, we'll go to the bar down the street.
Yeah. So the first family, the family was ahead of me. And he sees the girl Idris and comments on her dress, which she starts bawling again.
And
he sees the little child Dalek, who he immediately picks up and puts on his knee.
Aww.
And the kid just has the biggest grin on his face ever. And that's so awesome. Yeah. So like, they take a picture, and he's like, "Wait a minute, one more." And so they take another picture, and he's like, "Wait a minute, one more." So they took like 3 pictures with these, with these kids, whatever.
Yeah.
And that's something I've never seen anyone do ever, and it was glorious. Like I wasn't mad. I was like, this is
impressive.
This is great because he is enjoying this. Yeah. He made a silly face. He was like, "Shoot the camera, Dalek," and all this stuff. And
that's what I noticed with Norman Reedus. Mm-hmm. Norman Reedus did that same thing.
Really?
He loves his fans.
He was enjoying the hell out of this. And so after they left, he looked at me. He was like, "Come here, mate." And I'm like,
"I may die now.
I'm the doctor's buddy." And so if you see my picture, no, that's the why I have this.
Not a mate.
You want
a
mate.
A mate? Do you want a mate? I had my 11th Doctor t-shirt on, which is just the costume printed on a t-shirt. And he, kind of looked at it and he's like, "Nice shirt." And, you know, I'm like, smile, mate. And that's why I'm like,
the biggest grin I have ever seen on this
Sheldon
face.
Grin, Sheldonish grin.
Joy.
Just it
worse than me with John Barrowman.
Oh,
just
wait,
I mean,
till September.
Like I could
just wait.
I could not be more thrilled, and it was very quick. You know, whatever, fine. And so, like, I, you know, I walk out, and like one of the things that I noticed is that there were these people who were coming in, smiles, joy, all that, you know, you watch them go into the booth, and then they come out crying with happiness.
Oh, I love that.
Tears streaming down their face, kids hugging their parents.
Aww.
And, I mean, it was kind of emotional, really.
Yeah.
So we start walking around again, do some other things, wait for the picture. Picture comes back in like 20 minutes. It was perfect. Anyway, so around the end of the night was the Q&A. And if you were in the VIP section, you got guaranteed seats. So we got up pretty much up front. There was a line of about 200 people in like a standby line. And they were letting people with the VIP passes just go on. I'm just go right ahead. And about 200 to 300 people actually didn't get into the screening at all. The Q&A at all, because it was just so jammed.
Yeah.
It's time to recharge our batteries for more geeking.
Yay!
With a little nerdy cuisine, geek cuisine, shall we call it? And Justin, you know, you're sitting there for Glenn, and you reach into the pantry there, and what monstrosity did you pull out?
No. Well, I'm kind of regretting this decision, but pulled out the Angry Birds TNT exploding candy, or just exploding candy.
So generic Pop Rocks then?
Pretty much, yeah.
Basically.
Green apple flavored. The reason that I'm regretting this already is because my packet, there are six packets in here, seems to be just a solid mass.
You kind of got to break it up a little bit. Pop Rocks get like that.
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, so green apple flavored Pop Rocks with a Angry Birds connotation.
And it looks like aquarium gravel.
They went.
Yeah, it does.
It kind of does.
They rode the bus from Cleveland
to Cleveland. Oh.
Are they not good?
Well.
It's apple-y.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting that solid of a mass, though.
We can thank my dad for this.
Yeah, dude, thanks.
Because he's like, I found it at the store here for Geek Cuisine. Thanks, Dad.
It reminds me of the smell of apple-scented hand soap.
Yeah.
Yep, that's exactly what it is.
Of soap taste on the back end, it seems like.
I can hear my teeth vibrating.
I like that.
Oh.
Yeah, those are kind of nasty.
I don't really taste much else besides sugar.
And there's a lot of that.
Like I can hear all the popping going on, but I can't feel it.
You're still floating from eating Matt Smith.
That's true. In the lambic.
In the lambic.
But
that could be dulling sensation in your mouth.
Yeah. Pleasurable sensation, but yeah.
I'm going to go meh.
Yeah,
maybe not a thumbs down, but it's
only subtly apple.
They're Pop Rocks, and it's very subtly apple. If they were more of a sourish,
I think that could be it. More of a Sour Patch Kids kind of tang to it.
Yeah, that might help more, but yeah, these are just, meh. I mean, you know, thank your dad for providing them for us.
He
but
just, like, weird. He's like, here you go. Weird.
But, nothing special about these.
And I doubt nothing that special. They're like their brand's namesake. Healthy food brands.
No.
Yeah,
this is distributed by.
At least they're made in the USA.
That's true.
No.
Made in the US. I'm going to say meh.
Meh, yeah.
Yeah, me too. Down.
But
no, Meg Rebird.
On here, you can say collect them all. Four. Apparently, there's more flavors.
Yeah,
or
and they're not like packaging, you know, shaped like something. The little pigs or like the birds. No. Special. It's just picture of a pig.
This is packaging.
On the packaging.
Yep.
Yep.
There we go.
Yeah, because we ain't going to address that shit.
Yeah.
No. I don't want to.
All right. So, all around, safe to say, four thumbs, meh.
Yeah.
Four thumbs, meh.
They're not bad.
Exactly.
And we will be back with more of the show. And right after something to perk us up.
Yeah. I'll tap some soda.
So we get in there, and there's like, there are other Q&As going on, and one ended at like 5:45, and his Q&A wasn't going to start until 6, something like that. And the moderator kind of like walks off to the side at the end of this fan Q&A thing and walks back and goes, well, we're not supposed to start until 6, but Matt asked if we could go on ahead and start. So big, huge cheer. And he comes walking out and he's like, I've had a couple of beers. We're going to go long. Sorry. And it was just so like I'm trying to think of a good question, you know, and people are lining up, and I think I've got one in my head, you know. So I tell I tell Casey, I'm like, listen, all right, I'm gonna go up there. I don't know if I'm gonna get on, but this is a great question. It's gonna be the best one. It's gonna get people really, really emotional, all that. So the first person to ask the question.
Mm-hmm.
Comes up, and she's like, first off, just wanted to say thank you for coming to Louisville. Huge cheer from the crowd. And just wanted to say that you're my doctor. You're the best. You know, huge cheer from the crowd. And then she goes, about a year and a half ago, I was diagnosed with this rapidly degenerating eye condition, and I will be blind by August. And so you're the last doctor I'm ever going to see. And everyone went, wait, what? It went from cheers to, I mean, you felt people just get the air sucked out of them. And like, he just kind of is like, what? I actually found some video clips, and I think it's me yelling out holy shit in the clips, because I yelled it out pretty loudly. And so like he starts to say something, he's like, you know, well, you know, this is just an honor, and he, you know, like he tried to say something else and just drops the mic and runs over to her and gives her the biggest hug.
Aww.
And everyone starts crying and clapping and not really cheering, but
how do you respond to that?
You can't.
Oh my God.
You can't. Like, it was one of the most emotional things.
I will send you the advanced copy of next season.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see it before August.
It was one of those things where it was just like, I wasn't expecting. No one was.
Everybody else is going to stand down.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, done. That's it.
Yep.
Done.
Yeah.
So like we're all just sitting there, you know, I'm there hugging, and I turn to Casey and I'm like, listen, I'm not going to ask a question because I can't top that. But if this is the way the night's going to go, it's going to be kind of a bummer, you know, So, like, the next question was from this six-year-old.
Aww.
And the six-year-old gets up and is like, can we sing the theme?
Aww.
And was like, okay, good lighthearted moment,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
That's probably the perfect way to follow something up.
Yeah, so we all sang like the theme, and
illness, cute little kid.
He kind of made up lyrics. The third person... Was this new mother with her son, who was born on the night of the 50th anniversary special. And so after, you know, back and forth for 2 minutes, he asks if he can hold him. And she's like, yes, please.
Baby.
Yes. So he walks over, picks the baby up, and just like clockwork, the entire audience goes, hello, Stormageddon, and causes the baby to cry.
No, you're kidding.
No. And so, like, it went on for a good, I'd say, hour or so.
Oh, my God.
It was only supposed to last for, I think it was like 40 minutes.
Yeah, that was going to happen.
So, there were some very interesting questions. Mainly, you know, kind of, you know, just questions about,
what's your favorite episode?
What's your favorite episode? That sort of thing.
Yeah.
One of the more interesting questions was, what were some other things besides doctors that you used in your performance? Mm-hmm. And he goes, well, I'm going to tell you what.
Oh, yeah.
One of the things that I really wanted to do was to have my own style with the sonic screwdriver. Mm-hmm. And so I took a look at West Side Story. Mm-hmm. And he was like, the way that the gangs use their knives and the way that they handle their knives, mm-hmm. like, I modeled the way that I handled my sonic screwdriver off of that. That's why he flips it.
I'm going to have to watch that side story again.
Yeah, it's and it...
While.
Yeah, and... and why it has those prongs that jut out and you know, the flicking and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
He's like, I modeled that off of West Side Story. Huh. That was fascinating.
Yeah.
It's like, that's so cool.
That's the kind of stuff I want to know.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. What else? Somebody else asked, kind of like what Brad was talking about a couple of episodes ago with the new episode. And someone asked, you were like, so are you going to be in the season premiere? Because we heard this rumor. And he was like, well, he kind of stopped and he was like,
he didn't give it away like John
Merriman
did, did he?
No.
Yeah, John's expression on him. Oh, shit.
No.
When he did the spoiler about being on Arrow again.
Oh,
after
yeah.
His character apparently died.
He
yeah.
Didn't beat Red.
So like, flashback. Yes.
No. He was like, you'll just have to watch. But, like, he said it in a way where it was like, kind of.
And it's something his doctor would do, though.
Yeah.
You could easily see Eleven doing that.
Easily. So, but he was very grateful. He went out, apparently, I didn't see this, but apparently he went out after the Q&A and thanked every person who didn't get in.
Aww.
And shook their hands
that
and took pictures
nice
and stuff.
Me, yeah.
Yeah. So... I don't remember a bunch of other questions. There were people dressed up as River who obviously, you know, said, hello, sweetie, you know, addressed him. And
Abby was the best one, I'm sure.
Her
River song costume is spot on.
He just genuinely seemed to be enjoying
good
every moment. He was like, I honestly didn't expect this kind of reaction. He was like, when I first started on the show, I was like, people in America watch this?
I
what?
Know.
And then when we came over, we being, you know, them.
Yeah.
When we came over and showed the first episode in New York City, he was like, I was astounded by the love that it has over here. And I could not be more proud of the work that we've done. And yada, yada, yada. Talked about some of the other upcoming projects. Talked about American Psycho. Talked about some other stuff. He didn't get the Terminator role at the time.
I was going to say.
So, Terminator. Didn't talk about that. But it was one of the most personable, and I'm not just saying this because I'm a fan. It was one of the most personable Q&As I've ever experienced. It was one of the most intimate. Just being the way that he interacted with his fans.
That's fabulous.
It was incredible. And when I heard that he did go out and personally thank everyone who didn't get in the panel, I was like, yes, That's someone who that's really awesome. Appreciates their audience.
She loves their fans, yeah. Yep.
And just kudos goes out to Wizard World. They changed my mind on Wizard World. Good. They put on a fantastic convention.
Good.
Convention. I put the emphasis on one syllable. Convention. They've already announced dates for next year.
Good.
I believe it's at the end of March next year.
David Tennant.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I'll be going back. They really impressed the hell out of me with the fact that they didn't go big and grandiose. They went smaller, more manageable.
Right.
They took it as as small as I've seen any wizard show go, but it was better. In that way, it was one of the most pleasant convention experiences I've ever
had.
Well
managed,
wow!
Well managed, well done, everything spot on.
That's cool.
And that is the convention that we need around here. We don't need the crap Fandom Fest. We need.
Unless Fandom Fest has learned its lesson.
Unless they've learned from the fiasco that was last year. Yeah.
Unless you know, yes, that's true, but. But we were looking at the guest list earlier, and while there are a few notable names, you know, Star Trek Reunion, sure, okay.
Sylvester McCoy.
I'm actually quite surprised,
that he's coming back.
The Doctor Who guest.
Yeah, me too.
I could see John going through his phone book and calling everybody. And saying,
nope.
Don't do it.
Yeah,
don't
especially after having worked with those three.
Right, don't do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You keep my secret, I'll keep yours.
Exactly. Which I'm sure that experience got around to him at some point.
I gotta have that on DVD at some point.
The Five-ish Doctor's reboot. I want the commentary.
Mm-hmm.
I want the behind the scenes.
Me too.
You know what happens in...
But...
Oh, you really?
So great.
It was just... It was fantastic.
I'm so glad.
I met people who had come from as far away as Boston. There was someone from Oklahoma there.
My mom was willing to drive down for the weekend.
She
was talking about driving down for the weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was packed, but it didn't feel packed, too.
That's cool.
It was on that second floor. I'm exactly where Fandom Fest was, but it didn't feel as crowded.
Here's the exact same space you had, Fandom Fest, and they didn't screw it up.
Yes. Exactly. And the fact that they had an information booth in the center with the big words... information booth and a big arrow pointing down.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all you really need to do.
I wonder if it was a slap in the face to Fandom Fest.
I can't even imagining that. There was some of that going
on.
Yeah.
Let's show you how to do that.
Yeah. So.
Stand aside, sweetie. Step away, kid. You're bothering me.
Yeah. Step back. Exactly.
Let me show you how.
So.
Go home, Fandom Fest.
If you get a chance, come to Wizard World next year. And actually, I was talking to people, and people who were like, so is this convention the one that really messed up last year? I'm like, No. This is a brand new thing. It's their first year, but they know how to run conventions. They know how to. Mm-hmm. So people were a little bit confused. But I only went the one day. I only went Saturday.
You're like, I'm done.
Pretty much,
yeah. I mean,
stop that.
Yeah.
Done for life.
Yeah, I mean, we stayed until about, I don't know, 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. So we were there from 9 to 8, and it felt like 2 hours.
Wow.
So it could not have been a smoother experience. Especially for a first convention for any group, let alone that has as much experience in putting a con together as they do. It was flawless, at least in my experience. Now, there might have been people who did have problems. I don't know. But yes, I will be going next year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care who the guests are. I'll be going. And just, you know, well done. And to get a chance to meet not just any doctor, but my doctor, and to have that experience, that's something I'm going to cherish for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
There was one woman who was, I forget her name. She was from Boston. And she was like, I'm going to try to get him to sign my arm and then
get it tattooed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There was another woman who had Christmas crackers with her.
Oh, I would cry.
And she had the hat on. She was dressed like Clara. And so we were talking and I was like, so what are you going to get for him to sign? And she was like, I don't know. I was like, why don't you have him sign one of the Christmas crackers?
Yeah.
And look on her face was like, oh my God, that's the most brilliant thing I've ever heard in my life. She was like, you are the greatest person ever. I was like, I have good ideas. That's it. And she actually, she came around and showed me the picture. She actually found me and showed me the picture. And he could not have been more thrilled. It was him and her. Yes, yes. Yeah. I'm holding each end of the Christmas cracker. And he just had this look of just glee and joy on his face. That I've never seen any other celebrity have in a celebrity photo op. It was
awesome.
It was amazing. There's also video out there of the marriage proposal during the Karen Gillan, Matt Smith dual combined.
Okay.
One dual combined photo op. That was at like 10 a.m. I didn't get a chance to see Karen Gillan at all.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It was at like 10 a.m. and she left for like Seattle and another convention like 3 hours later.
Oh, okay.
So,
wow.
Yeah, it was kind of a long day. But I heard that it went very smoothly.
Good.
Got a chance to see the guy who actually plays Deathstroke on Arrow.
Oh, nice.
The guy is jacked up.
Handsome though.
He was he was also Crixus in Spartacus. That show. Kind of a shorter guy than what I was expecting, but just jacked up. Muscles on top of muscles.
He seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Saw Michael Rooker just kind of wandering around.
He is a force of nature. My gosh.
Didn't really get a chance to get into very many other lines. Bought a couple of pop vinyls, and that was pretty much it.
They're so damn cute.
They are.
I got Green Lantern one right over here.
Yeah,
you do. But yeah, just plan on going next year. And to those listening, if you're in and around the tri-state area, or even if you're out of the tri-state area, think about coming next year.
And you don't want to deal with the crazy crowds of DragonCon.
Exactly.
I'll be dead. It won't matter.
Now, I would really like to experience a Dragon Con, but maybe not this year.
Yeah.
Oh, again, he's coming to Cincinnati.
Really?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
In August, I think there's going to be a field trip to Cincinnati. So.
Well, there you go.
Oh, it was in September.
Whenever it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
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 I'll have to bring her back with a sponge.
Just a little puddle of goo.
She's in a plastic baggie in the back. She's okay.
Moisturize me.
That won't be a problem.
She'll be dead. She'll have passed out and bonked her head and got a concussion. Won't remember anything, but there's pictures.
The picture, I'm back to that. I actually... just for shits and giggles, decided to put it up on Reddit in their Doctor Who forums.
Yeah.
And
you are a brave man, sir.
Well, it's a good picture.
I'm talking just about the culture of Reddit.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
What they mean?
No.
But in the Doctor Who subreddit, I got 10,000 views and a single downvote. Everyone was like, this is great. My favorite comment on there was this guy who was like, I was staring at this guy for about 10 minutes and then realized Matt Smith was in the picture. Because he was like, I couldn't place this guy from Doctor Who, and then I realized Matt Smith was also in the picture, so never mind. So someone thought I was in Doctor Who.
That's
yay!
Cute. And then I saw Matt Smith.
But yeah, just... Yeah, could not have been better. And
that's awesome,
yeah, that in that picture, until something more epic comes along,
it'll be a while.
It will be my profile picture for a good long time.
That's probably going to be a hard one to tie for you.
Yeah.
Really, yes. So, just Matt Smith, if you're listening, thank you for coming. Well, because I know he listens every week.
Oh, sure.
Yes. Sure. I mean, yeah. Yeah.
God, I hope culture, not. I'm really not a bitch.
Not after some of the not after some of the shit Nick said.
No. He doesn't mind Matt Smith. He minds Karen Gillan.
That too.
No. But, now, if we can just get Arthur Darvill to bring once here.
Oh my God! I'd pay good cashy money.
You could have the Ginger Tour. You could have Arthur Darvill and Donna.
Well, he was in London when I was in London. He was in the West End when I was there, but I didn't realize it until it was too late.
In other sort of Doctor Who-ish news, I found out there's a service over in Britain. I forget what it's called.
Did
maybe
dress up
Front
like the
Row.
Doctor and take you out for dinner?
No.
Where John they Bell, come by and grab your ass.
He wouldn't grab my ass, he'd grab your ass.
Where for a moderate fee, maybe $6 or so, you can watch one of their plays. I think it's called Front Row Theater or something. Hell, I don't know. I'll send you a link to it.
Yes, please.
But I found a fantastic version of Much Ado About Nothing.
I got it.
With David Tennant and Catherine Tate.
It's so good.
It's like 4 hours long. Did you get it through the service too, or
no?
Did
she got it through other means.
Okay.
No, but I was gonna buy it on DVD, but then they were saying it wasn't gonna be on DVD, and I'm like, well, now what am I gonna do?
Yeah, but apparently those are being put up on YouTube all over the place.
Yeah.
So you can find more plays. From Britain.
So much I want to see.
Yeah, so.
That's cool.
Yes, yeah. So that's on my must-watch list for the next couple of days. But
yes,
anyway.
Please, especially since I have time now. I have plenty of time to watch stuff.
But yeah, Wizard World could not have gone more smoothly.
I'm so glad.
And just thank you to Casey for doing that for me. I will never be able to repay her.
Awesome.
She was, yeah.
So it's safe to say you had a little bit of a good time.
I had a little bit of a good time. Just the fact that, you know,
it's pretty good.
You know, I mean, you know, the doctor put his hand right here. What can I say?
He's never washed that shoulder since.
Yes, it was my shoulder that I was tapping. Yeah, just yeah. So
it's like the picture of us with John Barrowman. My mom will only hug me on the side that John Barrowman hugged me on now.
You have explained to her that she's not exactly his type.
Care. She doesn't care.
And how crushed was your aunt?
Terribly. He's so handsome and he's so gay.
Chrissy, seriously? Yeah. Oh, Chrissy.
First time I heard you tell that story, I was like, ah!
You can hear her face fall.
That's hilarious.
Oh, God, John. Oh, my God, we didn't know. We're so sorry.
Oh, God, yeah.
We're so sorry.
was almost a highlight of the... Because you know what's going to happen, but it's still...
Dad, come on! We got to go!
So
we got to go! Come on!
So great.
Why that is not on the anniversary DVD, I don't know.
I was waiting for it to be. Oh, I don't know.
Jeez.
But yeah, that was...
So fantastic.
That was Justin's epic experience at Wizard World.
Yay! Epic adventure.
Yes, it is.
And we will be back with more of the show right after this.
Of old, out of his world, with nothing left to lose. Traveling man, coming down to rescue you. Your heart to find, Time Lord. too busy saving everything to stop. The traveling man will save the day. The traveling man will keep you safe. Even if he has to die 507 times, the traveling man will save the day. Waiting so long for something to reprieve. Gallifrey man of his tragic history. Such a sharp mind, but broken are his hearts. Engines and gear, time to put things in the past. There comes a time, Time Lord, when every boy must learn how to dance. The traveling man will save the day. The traveling man will keep you safe. Even if he has to die 507 times, the traveling man will save the day. Everybody knows that everybody dies, but nobody knows it like him. I think all the light would drain out of the skies if he ever gave up trying. Just this once, everybody lives. The traveling man will save the day. The traveling man will keep you safe. Even if he has to die 507 times, the traveling man will save the day.
And that song, of course, was by TARDIS Interruptus' favorite Chameleon Circuit. The song Traveling Man from their album Still Got Legs. And you can find Chameleon Circuit at chameleoncircuit.bandcamp.com. And earlier in the show, our special musical guests, Vixie and Tony, you can find them at vixieandtony.com. Hope you guys enjoyed this special review of Wizard World Louisville, and maybe you guys can make it next year and say hi. On behalf of myself, Christina, Justin, and Adam, we are out of here.
If you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are a few different ways.
You can email us, feedback@podculture.net.
Call our voicemail line, 812-672-4763. That is 812-672-4POD.
Comment on the website, podculture.com.
Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture.
Equal opportunity geekness.